Okay, I'm here with Michel Fortin of L'Autre Montréal, which is a group that does tours to learn about history and different neighborhoods. Now, when did the program start, or when did the season start for tours, and how long have you been doing this here in Montreal?
Well, L'Autre Montréal has existed for about 30 years, and I think I've been here for 4.5 years, and I think the summer season is at least 10 years old. And it varies from year to year. This year was a short season because we were short-staffed. So we only began in August with the Aboriginal tour, which was really great. And that was in a partnership with Présence Autochtone.
Right. Which is the Aboriginal festival that takes place here in the city.
Exactly. And so we had Griffintown, which is fascinating everyone because it's changing so quickly. And what we try to do in the summer season is to offer, I'm going to backtrack a little bit. Usually we work with groups. Groups call and they ask for a tour on this or that subject. Sometimes they pick a tour out of our repertoire. And other times they have specific needs, which we try to meet. And so the objective of La Saison Grand Public is to give individuals the opportunity to just go and buy a ticket and do the tour.
What do these tours usually entail? I mean, what do participants, people that go on the tour, what do they expect and what do they get?
Well, what they expect, some people come year after year after year. And actually, one of the questions we ask at the beginning of each tour is, is anyone a newcomer? And we're really happy when we have newcomers because some of our regulars aren't getting younger. They're like L'Autre Montréal. So it's really interesting for us when we realize that we've had some success in reaching new people. The ones who know us, they know what to expect, which is why they come back. Mm-hmm. And the ones who don't know us, it's the subject matter that interests them. And usually they come back afterwards. And what we try to do is we try to transmit the same information that we do the rest of the year, but because it's summer and there may be tourists in there, so we keep it light. Last year we had a few very difficult subjects and it worked, but afterwards when we debriefed, we figured, well, maybe we should stick to more urbane subjects and also have a bit of room for fun things that people don't ask us that often. And this year, well, the Aboriginal tour we thought was really, really important. We've been working hard on that. And then there was the agricultural tour, l'agriculture urbaine à Montréal. And actually, next weekend, we're having our last two tours, Saturday and Sunday. And Saturday, it's les bâtisseuses de la cité, which is interesting, which is the role played by women, beginning with Jeanne Mance in making Montreal what it is today. And Sunday we have Culture et Jardin, urban agriculture in Montreal.
Right, so the season wraps up this weekend of the guided tours that you've been doing. Now, who do you work with in the city to learn about? I mean, if you are doing a walk on Griffintown or about Aboriginals in the city, I mean, do you go to historians and sociologists, like people at the universities, and talk to people in the community? I mean, how do these tours get put together?
It's different for every tour. If it's a tour that is sponsored, like for instance, we had a twice this summer, graffitis, mm-hmm. mural et graffiti. And so, of course, we work with people who are into that and have been into the graffiti world. So we just basically, we knock on the doors and we call and we say, well, we're doing this and would you like to? And when it's possible, of course, we don't expect them to do that for free. Mm-hmm. Especially in subjects like graffiti, where you have lots and lots of volunteer people and lots of people who do this for next to nothing. So we try to be as generous as we can. In-house, we have quite an expertise. We have an urbanist. We have an anthropologist. And so we all have an education in les sciences humaines. Mm-hmm. So we, and then there's that, and so everyone here has done research before. So we use our own means, and we use the internet, and we use the library and books, and anyone that has an expertise on the subject we're on the tour we're creating. Plus, if it's something that's really challenging, we have we test it before. Okay, so once we figure it's just about together, then we'll have a test tour with a few of those people to see, just to validate, you say that, just to validate the information and receive their commentaries, and then we're set. Because I think our standards are pretty high. It's not to say that regular tours, city tours, are not good. What we try to do is go one step further. And when we say l'autre Montréal, so we're talking about the other history. What we try to do is link things. We try to, this happens there, it because créer des liens, actually. So we really try, what we hope for is that after the tour, people who took part, people who were there, leave with a feeling that they know more than when they arrived. And also we hope they have the curiosity to find out more. And if we take it a step further, what we really try to do is give them a feeling of belonging to Montreal. This is your city. And we've discovered that when we accompany them and we show them other aspects of Montreal, they're always amazed. Like we have a tour on, for instance, public art. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, people will say, it's amazing. I've been crossing this street or this square or whatever for years, and I never saw that or I never knew that. So it's what we call éducation citoyenne. Mm-hmm.
Like citizen-run education. Now, it's interesting because, yeah, there is quite the alternative history in the city of Montreal. It's, I mean, a lot of Canada's history has taken place on the streets of this city, whether dating back to the, you know, to the 50s and the 60s. I mean, how does that all come together? How do you create these links and, you know, say the what happened here in the Milton Park neighborhood, you know, fighting the urban development in the 60s and say something like what's going on now in Griffintown? I mean, how are these links created?
It's interesting to know that in many ways, L'Autre Montréal is the child of urban action citoyenne, how would you say that? Of people who fought to keep Milton Park the way it is, to save it from developers at the time where they were building La Cité. The plan was to, the plan, all this, everything you see here, all those Victorian houses were supposed to be torn down. And so people who were working on a committee to save Milton Park, two of them became, actually founded L'Autre Montréal. Now, how we make the links, I think the more you develop tours, the more you find out. So it becomes easier to cross-reference. It becomes easier all the time. I think one of the basic tours of L'Autre Montréal was created 20 years ago, was certainly La Courtepointe Montréalaise, the multicultural quilt. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting about that tour is that it goes through the whole history of immigration in Montreal, beginning with the Irish settlers. And it basically tells you how Montreal came to be the city it is. So that tour is very, very often asked by schools, institutions, organizations that work with immigrants, grassroots organizations, and the immigrants themselves, they really get a kick out of it because they discover that they're not the first one to arrive. And there's a kind of, oh yes, we can contribute. Look, we can do this. We can do this. So that is one example. And I would say passion has a lot to do with it. You cannot go, With someone from L'Autre Montréal, you can't even go buy an ice cream on Saint-Laurent without getting a first-class lecture about how that little ice cream bar came to be there and what was there before. And next door was the Jewish people who do this, and then the Polish people who did that. So we have a tour that's called La Main. So we just go up and down Saint-Laurent, and that can take... We do it in 3 hours, but if you let us, it could take 5 hours, no problem, block by block, almost building by building. So we do that, and the links come, they nourish each other, okay? For instance, let's say 20 years ago, it was the birth of the multicultural quilt. 5 years ago, we did... a tour about how did you call it? Les accommodements raisonnables. Do you remember that?
Reasonable accommodation.
The reasonable accommodation. So out of that emerged a tour that's called Petits arrangements avec les dieux. Okay, little accommodations with the gods. And of course, that tour is much richer because La Courtepointe preceded it. So each one helps to build the next one. Plus, we are, of course, we are very community-oriented. We are very interested in the politics of the city. We are very interested in the inequalities in the city. So as much as we are happy when we have the occasion to do something that is lighter, like public art or graffiti, we also deal with the very serious stuff. Le Montréal des inégalités, le Montréal de la santé mentale, ou le Montréal de la folie. Mm-hmm. So if we, for instance, if we speak about le Montréal de la folie, well, we go back to the beginning. We always link history. There's always a historical background. And then sociology comes into it. And then we bring it up to today. And when we can, we try to make a projection on tomorrow. Of course, every tour guide or creator has his or her personality, his or her bias, and there's always an editorial. We are never neutral. We try, but we don't believe that complete objectivity exists. So obviously, we have a bias, and we try to give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. For instance, no one here is religious at all. But when we speak about les inégalités montréalaises or many other subjects, of course, if you're going to look at the history, you have to make room for what the nuns did. Mm-hmm. Nuns did an awful lot for orphans, for abandoned people, for people with mental health problems. So we put things where we feel they belong. And also we're always aware that we're a society, not just us in Montreal, but I think in North America, we're a society that has a very short memory. And we keep on feeling that we're inventing everything. And what we try to do is say, no, 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 no. We're standing on something, and this something was built, and this something was good or was not so good, or we may lose that, or we should do that. So we always try to make a projection, like from yesterday, how it was, why it was like that, and how it is today, and how we feel it should be, I think.
And that leads up into this weekend's, the final two tours that happen this weekend, to wrap up your season. Urban agriculture has been a big story in Montreal, especially since the OCPM hearings, the Office de la Consultation Publique, getting the hearings on urban agriculture and seeing so many people come out from different neighborhoods all over the city. Mm-hmm. And also the women of Montreal that you're saying that have fought long and hard in this city. Can you tell me a little bit about what to expect?
Well, of course, we speak of Jeanne Mance. We're really thrilled because finally, finally, at long last, it will be official, and De Maisonneuve and Jeanne Mance are considered as equal co-founders mm-hmm. of Montreal. Now, some women would say that without Maisonneuve, without Jeanne Mance, Maisonneuve would never have pulled it off. But that's so we talk about women like Madeleine Parent. The woman who fought, the woman who did the first strikes in the textile industry, many of whom I don't even know. So that was the basic idea. Plus, it's the month of women in October, which is very strange because Women's Day is in March and Women's Month is in October, and that's a bit strange. But anyways, so we wanted to say, okay, this is October, the Montreal's 375th anniversary is coming up, and the circuit is called Les Bâtisseuses de la Cité, which is the builders au féminin, right. Which you don't have in English. Mm-hmm. So that was, and plus the guide who does that tour really loves doing it, and that always plays a little part in our program. We try as much as possible to do, especially in the summer, things that make us happy. And so to be able to speak about the role that many women played in Montreal from the very, very beginning till today. So I can't tell you much more what to expect because there's always surprises. Right. There's always surprises, but it's never boring.
And where's the starting point? Because I can imagine on a tour like that, it's kind of, you could go anywhere in the city and tell stories of maybe South Asian women in Park Extension or, you know, women in Hochelaga-Maisonneuve. I mean, what kind of where do you expect it to start and end?
I don't know. Physically, I can tell you. Physically, we start au Carré Saint-Louis. Okay, that's where many tours start from. But and because we always link, and those two tours are bus tours this weekend. If we're taking the bus to go somewhere, of course, there has to be a reason. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, well, quite often the chronology mm-hmm. Suffers a bit because it's very difficult to do a tour and bus and be strictly chronological. Right. But I know the tour is revamped. And so I will be as surprised as you because I will be there.
So it seems like it's very open. I mean, because you mentioned Madeleine Perron and the textile industry, which mainly was in the Mile End area of Montreal.
Yes. But she will go, when I say she, I'm speaking of Marie-Dominique Laëze, who is the tour guide for Les Bâtisseuses. So I don't know what she has in store for us. Probably if I had it before me, the content of her tour, most names, or at least many names, would mean nothing to you or would mean nothing to the general public, which is a reason for doing the tour. Of course, I mentioned Madeleine Parent because most people know Madeleine Parent or Léa Robac or all that cohort of just great women, but many are unknown, and so it's all the more reason to talk about them.
Yes. To learn about that history of Montreal that a lot of people don't know about.
No, and what they did and what were the odds. Mm-hmm. How what it meant to be an advocate of women's right or workers' right, in but now I'm thinking very much like, you know, early 20th century, but there was more before, and then Marie-Dominique brings us, you know, up to date on more recent great ladies that we should know about.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for your time, Michelle.
Oh, I thank you. I love talking about L'Outre Montréal and what we do.